The world has changed.
I doubt anything would surprise me.
We are hopelessly
outgunned.
Mr. Stark.
Captain, it's time.
The city needs me.
You've given them everything.
Mr. Wayne.
Not everything. Not yet.
That's stupid. Is that one right?
7, 8, 9, 10.
This one's recording. It doesn't matter.
Okay. Well.
I don't even think that one's recording. Yeah, there's no one. Well, that was a nice try. This one will be good enough.
Okay. Well, we got to that. This
is the end. That's all it matters.
Good try, guys.
Well, we're not editing that out. And welcome to the Insanity Cast. This is Tyler Hall with
Matthew Whitesatch
and Taylor Shortle.
This is our 2012 Film Awards.
It's been a while. It's been a long road since we've last talked, guys.
Might have been since, like, I don't know, summer?
I can't think of it.
Yeah, probably.
One podcast after Batman came out.
We did the X-Men podcast.
Yeah.
That was like a couple weeks maybe after
I was told I was going to be edited into that one. They lied to me.
Well, yeah. We got pretty lazy.
Did you?
That's the best word for it, yeah.
Was that the one you were in, like, Minnesota?
Yeah. That's right. The Mall of America.
We talked about you. We've missed
a lot. Yeah, I mean, you just cued in whatever I would have said.
Oh, so yeah, exactly. Your voice was heard.
Yeah, I mean, the ghost of me lingered over the whole discussion, so exactly. It's all right. Okay, so now we're here at the 2012 award.
Mm-hmm.
All right, it's been a long year, guys.
Yeah, it has been a long year. It's been a strange year.
How's your year been, Ty?
It's been pretty good. Thank you for asking.
No problem.
It's good to see you guys again. I haven't seen you guys since the last one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, we've been away for a real long time.
I mean, it's like, hard to work.
Ironically, I don't know. Coincidentally, we all saw the same movies, though.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty much, yeah.
There's probably like five that we didn't actually watch see.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, we'll give you the best possible cumulative opinion of all the movies that came out. Because we saw only the good ones.
Yeah. If you're going to go to any, like, awards website this year, this has got to be the one.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Because we only see movies that look like they're worth seeing.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of you out there have not seen any movies this year, just waiting to see what we say is okay.
That's true.
Because
that's why we exist.
You're a busy business lady, and you don't have time to see bad movies. You're only going to see the top three-ish movies of the year.
That's true.
You need to wait to find out what those are.
Mm-hmm. And you don't want to take the kids to any of these ones.
Yeah, so actually...
Save Avengers.
I bet the only movies you've seen this year are Fast Five, X-Men, and whatever our number three was.
The other one. All right.
It's been a pretty good year for movies so far, I'd say.
It's been a very strange year.
Yeah.
We had some really, really high highs, and then a lot of just, like, pretty middle of the road. I like that.
Yeah. But, I mean, like, we didn't really have many movies put on a worst movie list, so we axed that.
Well, they never knew we had that. But
that's why I'm telling them now that we axed it, because of that.
Sure, because I liked every movie on the list.
There was no Sucker Punch or... No, Green Lantern.
That's true. This year was pretty average to above average.
Oh, but don't fret. We still have biggest disappointment of the year.
Yeah, we still
very simple.
Oh yeah, man. That's true. I mean, that might also be my worst too, just because I personally hated that one.
Yeah.
All right. So we'll start.
We'll describe how this works. We haven't picked any winners yet. We've only picked nominees,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to pick the winners live.
Oh,
from the studio.
Wow.
Because that's how awesome things happen.
Okay.
All right.
I'm not sure how this is going to work. We don't have our fancy ballot ranking system that we had with the numbering.
Well, if we need those, we can edit
those. Yeah, we can bust math out if we need to.
Oh, honestly, I bet a lot of these we will agree with.
Yeah, that's true.
And any we don't, we can save for later.
Okay, so we'll start off with the first award.
Wait, are we going to decide if we have any runners-up?
They can be like honorable mention if they need
to. Okay. And we can decide. Like, yeah. These are not fixed in stone.
Yeah, like some of these, like, there were honestly some hard ones to, like... Yeah. Nominate, so those probably wouldn't have a runner-up necessarily.
And we can ask some if we feel like it, or add some if we really feel strongly about it. Okay, so let's start off with the first award.
And the viewers at home can follow along, because we're going to follow first through last year's awards, applied to this year. And then we'll be moving on to new awards not seen last year.
That's true, yeah. You can definitely check. I mean, like, this is going to be the ones you're looking at for the last year. You're going to be like, well, what's going to fill that category this time around?
Yeah.
You know? You can be brainstorming. What were the best ones? But don't put any value in your own judgment, because ours is the one that matters.
Oh, yeah.
That's
so
true.
Well, just prepare to be enlightened.
Yeah, and don't disagree with us. That's ridiculous.
Yeah. Do you have a website?
Exactly. And if you do, it probably
it's not as good.
Yeah.
All right.
Don't care what it is.
Okay, so are we ready for the first award?
Unless you're the owner of
Rotten Tomatoes. Or should we attack them some more?
Unless you're the owner. Look, how likely is it the owner of Rotten Tomatoes is watching?
Probably
very
likely.
Very likely, yes.
Yeah. All right.
Sitting in his mansion.
Yeah. Okay, well, since this is a special edition, should we mention anything we've been watching recently, or just get on to
it? Let's get on to it.
Okay.
Let's think about that for a little while longer, because there are some movies that we do want to talk about.
Okay.
But
let's save that.
I watched Men in Black yesterday.
Was it still okay?
It was pretty good.
Yeah, it was okay. Yeah.
Shit, I forgot about that.
I liked it.
It's probably in between 3 and 4 stars.
Oh, that's another
high three.
Reminded me of old movies.
It is like an older movie.
Yeah.
It's like
they don't make
movies
like that anymore. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
I said.
There was a lot of 90s-ish movies this year. Like,
did you guys
know, we talk about how there's not, but then we saw, it's like, wow. I mean.
Wait, are there others?
Yeah, yeah. Like
yeah,
Jack Reacher.
Oh,
90s-ish.
Okay.
Safe was pretty 90s-ish. That's what we should have made that an award for. Most 90s-ish movie.
There's still time.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Day 2?
Day 2. All right.
Okay, good edition. Well,
don't tell them how many days there's going
to
be.
You guys can look forward to that.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Take it away, Ty.
Okay, so the first category is Best Use of Slow-Mo.
Ah, yes.
We have nominated 21 Jump Street.
For the scene where they get out of the limo and doves.
Because doves are badass.
Exactly. Yeah. As we learned from 21 Jump Street.
Right.
We nominated Man with Iron Fists. I'm pretty sure that whole movie was a slow-mo, so I don't know which specific scene.
There's slow-mo in it, yeah. It's probably not going to win now.
Yeah. Where he's like punching the guy in the face.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We also nominated Premium Rush. We were hesitant on this one. We didn't know if it counted.
There was, yeah.
Like the bike scene where they kind of slow it down.
Like his bike vision.
And everything.
Yeah, that's
pretty
awesome. Cool. Yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Kind of a sad year for slow-mo.
Yeah,
it was.
I mean,
we didn't have a Michael Bay movie, right?
Yeah.
No.
What? Not very prepared here. What won last year?
The one that won last year had to be Transformers.
Oh, Crazy Stupid Love.
Oh, that was good.
Man. That was classic.
Yeah, nothing.
See, just nothing hit you like that this year.
That's
like,
true.
You had to work to think of what the best slow-mo
was. Yeah.
That's true. Last year, some of the awards last year just, like, would run away with this year.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
oh,
that Ryan Gosling eating pizza would probably win almost every year.
Oh, yeah. And X-Men.
Going through the things.
That was good.
Honestly, I think all four of last year's nominees would probably win this year.
Yeah, look, Fast Five, Saving Private Johnson.
Yeah.
Who can forget that?
I think all these would win.
Oh yeah,
this year it's been a down year.
Yeah.
There's no doubt.
Yeah, when you're comparing the awards, this award counts for less than last year's.
Yeah, sorry. I feel the same for Best Use of a Hot Woman.
Oh, definitely. Oh,
yeah. Simply because there was no more Michael Bay movies this year.
Yeah,
that's the problem. Main problem.
Yep.
So, wait, what won Best Use of Slow-Mo before we continue?
My vote probably goes to Premium Rush if it counts.
I vote 21 Jump Street.
And see, I was going to vote Man with the Iron Fist.
What?
Oh, just really? For sheer quantity.
Okay.
Are you
well,
kidding me?
I mean, like,
this is harder than I thought it was going
to
be.
Okay,
this,
so now we go to everyone's tough. Second. Okay, but this is good. This is
okay. All right.
Okay. Okay. Right. So Taylor, what's your second?
I don't know. Like Premium Rush, if it counts. If it doesn't, 21 Jump Street's a perfect homage. So I don't know.
21 Jump Street was by far the funniest use of it.
Yes,
it was very good,
hands
very
down.
Man. Premium Rush is not the classic use of slow motion.
It is the most innovative, though.
Yeah.
Ooh, okay, that's
very
true.
Very creative.
Yeah. Best uses, kind of.
Yeah, it's all how, yeah. All
right, look at it. Are we already going to have to bust out math on the first category?
Wait, what are you going to put second, man?
I'm putting Premium Rush second.
Okay. Well, I probably put 21 Jump Street second, so I don't know if that really solves anything.
So, well, okay, well.
So now there's a... what do you put second?
Oh, yeah, so it's just up to you who you put second.
Okay. I would put...
Taylor's deciding it. All
right.
It's Taylor's call.
It's on to... Taylor, what is the best use of slow-mo this year?
21 Jump Street.
Oh. 21 Jump Street! What is the best use of slow-motion this year? Congratulations.
Yes.
Your trophy will probably arrive in about 4 to 6 weeks.
The first award for Channing Tatum is sent out. Many to come, I imagine.
This is really his first award from our website?
Yeah. No, the first award this year. No. Oh, wait.
It might be his first one.
Yeah.
But then again, he had probably a down year last year.
What was
this? His breakout year.
Yeah.
I mean, since Step Up. But, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Okay. All right. That's fair. Okay. Congratulations.
Yes, congratulations.
To Channing Tatum, as well as everybody else in 21 Jump Street.
Okay. Yeah. So, next one, best use of a hot woman.
Classic one.
Yep. Let's run through the nominations.
Okay.
Silver Linings Playbook.
Yeah.
Which
you guys didn't see that one?
Tell us a little bit
about it. But it was basically the final scene where Jennifer Lawrence is doing a dance, and it's just focused on her butt for about 10 minutes.
All right. Okay. It sounds pretty good. All
right.
It's pretty
sounds acceptable.
Yeah, it's pretty good. All
right.
Up next.
Avengers?
Avengers, yeah. Just because of the cat suit, I'm assuming?
Yeah.
All right, cool. That makes sense.
Yeah.
I have one as well on there for similar reasons. So we have Skyfall next, which I think is the front runner.
Who are you talking about?
Total Recall. Oh,
I didn't see that one. Yeah. So go ahead and say about Total Recall.
Okay.
We were on Skyfall.
Well, we just...
Whatever. Let's just name them off first.
Yeah,
we got Silver Linings Playbook. We got Avengers. We have Skyfall.
Wait, who in Skyfall is nominated?
The Chinese girl.
Whoa, Taylor.
Whoa, she wasn't Chinese for one thing.
I think she's actually...
Wait, which
French,
one are we talking about? Oh, Bernice Merlot or something like that?
She was
very hot.
She's
hot. Okay, they did use her. Then they just kill her.
She could have been more naked and different.
Oh, and James Bond didn't even care when she died.
That's pretty good.
Hot
woman.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just bang Bond and die. Oh, sorry. All right. Next up, we have Cabin in the Woods.
All right.
So, including that mostly for, I'm assuming, the shot just on the girl's ass as she's dancing in front of the fireplace.
Yeah, well, also, her stereotype was that she was the hot chick who gets killed.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, all right. I like that. Total Recall, that's like because Kate Beckinsale is in it.
She's very hot.
She is very hot, and she's pretty hot in that movie.
Good.
It was a toss-up between her in that and her in Underworld, but she has a kid in Underworld. It's not as sexy.
Yeah.
So,
This is pretty interesting because like she's not going to have too many awards she can win coming up. She probably only has a couple more years of premium hotness.
That's true.
So,
that's a good point.
So this is an important award for her career.
Yeah,
she wants to continue to act when she's old.
I mean, if we had an award for sexiest villain, she would have won that.
Yeah.
But
sadly,
we don't.
I mean, Helen Mirren isn't going to win this award.
No.
Like, Kate Beckinsale.
Yeah.
It's one of her last chances. Okay, and on to John Carter.
I don't remember any hot chicks from here.
John Carter has Lynn Collins, who's from True Blood, and she's basically just in like a belly dancer outfit the whole movie.
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
I don't remember it.
It was pretty good. It was pretty good.
I'll take
it. It was like Princess Leia, only like hot.
She's probably attractive, I imagine.
Those are the contenders.
Ooh.
Not
sure who I'm going to vote for.
So who won it last year? My guess is the Transformers for Walking Up the Stairs.
That's it, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Which was very good.
I don't think there's a clear standout this year like there was last year.
Yeah, I'd agree. Again, owing to no Michael Bay this year.
Yeah, sadly. off the top of my head, I'm going to say, like, Skyfall, maybe, and Cabin in the Woods, just because it's playing off that stock character.
Yeah, see, I think there are two ways to go about it. Like, the best way of, like, prolonging their hotness are, like, the best way that attributes to the hot woman in a film. There are two ways to go. Like, there's more than that. But, like,
yeah, like
those are two big ways to go about it.
I would say Skyfall is probably definitely the most sexist of them.
Oh, yeah, probably. Yeah, definitely.
Cabin in the Woods, like just makes fun of how sexist it is.
Yeah,
and no doubt. It definitely shows it as purely sexist, mm-hmm. but it's a little more self-conscious. Mm-hmm.
It is, definitely.
But Skyfall, then again, might be a little more critical of that type of mindset as well. So, I don't know. However you want to spin it, whatever. They're both very sexist.
All right, should we say who we vote for?
Yeah, let's go for it.
All right.
Matt, if you want to lead us off?
I vote Cabin in the Woods.
Okay. Taylor, are you going with Skyfall?
I'm going to vote Cabin in the Woods, too.
No.
Okay. Well, then Cabin in the Woods wins.
What was your vote?
I probably have gone with Skyfall, probably.
If all you right. feel really strongly, you could try to convince us. Really
no, high.
I mean, yeah.
I'm completely fine with Cabin in the Woods.
And this is one of those where, you know, you do get points for being very, very hot.
So, yeah, exactly. Yeah, I almost voted Avengers.
Yeah. Like, honestly, I would pick Skyfall just out of pure hotness.
Yeah.
Like, that's why it was a main contender for me.
I almost voted Avengers just because Scarlett Johansson and her suit. And
yeah, yeah.
The part where she beats people up with her thighs in the beginning.
Oh, I forgot about that.
But on the best action scene.
Okay.
Best action scene. This is probably a staple of our award season.
This is really hard, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
This is going to be insane.
Even last year was great. last year,
I mean, we had ton to pick from. We had like multiple scenes from Fast Five.
Oh yeah, Fast Five. Transformers probably had one. Oh man, we had like 10 of them last year.
Oh yeah, there's
yeah. Some good. Fast Five Vault Heist.
That was the winner last year. Yep.
That was. Oh, man, that was so good.
Would that still win this year? Probably.
It definitely would. We wouldn't have this conversation.
We actually probably underrepresented Fast Five here. We only gave it 2 award nominations, and it probably deserved 4 or 5.
Sure.
Ooh, speaking of Fast Five, guys, I went to Las Vegas recently, right?
Okay. Yeah.
And there was this Corona booth outside. They were totally playing the song from the end of Fast Five.
Oh,
it was awesome.
That is sweet.
That was good. I was going to take a video of it.
Okay, we can't just talk about Fast Five. Because I want to do that.
Now. I just felt everybody should know that.
That is awesome.
That is pretty cool. Okay, so the nominees for Best Action Scene this year are Avengers. What scene from that movie?
There were a couple. Wait, keep in mind we also have Best Fight coming up.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the scene, like, that's specifically the scene where they fight each other was the best fight lit.
Which is weird, because I think those are probably the two of the best action scenes from that movie, anyway. Well, at least the ones I liked the best.
Unless, I was probably thinking of the scene where it, like, one-shot pans through all the characters while they're done. That's more...
Oh, that is cool.
Action scene. Kind of an alias.
Okay, so...
So we'll just divide
unless you guys,
theoretically,
unless you guys
not individual fights, just for the sake of the award. All right, so...
Well, unless those were better.
I mean, I really like the first fight with Thor and Captain America, and, like, Loki's kind of there in the background. And then, I mean, with...
Yeah.
With all three of them?
Not Captain America. Yeah, with Thor, Iron Man, and then Captain America shows up as well.
Yeah, that's definitely the one that is under the best fight. Yeah. That's the one that is under there.
I feel that scene's more cool for, like,
the personality.
Character reasons. Yeah, rather than just being an action scene.
Oh, well
I agree with that.
I mean, I don't think we should fault it for that or anything.
Yeah.
But yeah, I agree.
Okay, that's tough. That's really hard.
Well, I guess we can come back to it if it has a chance of winning still.
Yeah, which it doesn't. So, all right, we also have Dark Knight, Skyfall.
Well, what are we picking from Dark Knight?
Are you going to pick one of the Bane fights, or are you going to pick, like, the last chase scene?
Bane fight is nominated later, too.
Or like,
yeah, Bane fight is nominated later.
Or the
if I were to choose my favorite action scene, it'd probably be the first Bane fight. Yeah. But yeah, it is nominated.
Or maybe too. The opening scene.
The train sequence.
Not really quite action.
The plane sequence is really good. Pretty close. I don't know.
I also love the scene where like Batman is on his bike for the first time. If that counts as an action scene.
Wait, what?
Yes.
Where Batman is like chasing everyone down on his bike.
Like where the cops are chasing him?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Just nominate that one just because the Bane fight is later.
That one, and then we'll do the plane sequence as well.
Is the plane sequence on me? Like,
yeah, it'll be under Best Plane Crash.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. okay.
Fair enough.
All right.
Okay. Well,
those still count. They can be nominated in two categories.
Skyfall, best action scene, I imagine, is the first opening scene.
I would say, yeah. Okay. I would agree with that.
Which is also nominated later under...
That is probably, like, my favorite one of those.
Oh, yeah. And
it's very distinctly my favorite.
Out of the three we've mentioned, it's... probably my favorite.
Honestly, I guess we'll talk about it later.
So Django. That one's best action scene is probably the final fight, the final gunfight.
Taylor hasn't seen Django.
No, I have not.
But there's a final gunfight at the end.
Yeah.
It's pretty violent.
Sorry for spoilers. It's probably not going to win, so we won't spoil anymore.
We're not going to say who wins.
All right.
Yeah, it's probably not going to win, so we won't spoil anymore for Taylor. Expendables 2, I don't know which one you guys wanted to go with this.
I don't know either.
Was thinking the final gunfight, but...
Toss up the final gunfight, and then the first one where they're in the trucks just ramming through things. Like, that stands out.
Okay, sure.
And then Premium Rush, nothing really stands out, but that's just because every scene is great.
Yeah, we pretty much just threw that on there for that last, like... action scene where they were like where he finally got his bike back and he was doing all the tricks in the warehouse.
Oh yeah. I remember that part.
All right,
yeah.
Well,
we were just
it was honorable mentions.
Yeah, pretty much. I don't see any way Skyfall loses this.
No.
I mean,
wait.
Not,
I mean,
Skyfall.
Go ahead. I'm just saying. I think me and Taylor are, but you go for it.
Okay. I don't even think the train scene was the best fight from Skyfall.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
It's okay.
I thought the Japan scene was cool.
Oh, that was cool. I know what you're talking about. The Shanghai maybe sequence.
Yeah. I just don't know if it encapsulates.
I mean,
action is
not action,
but it's your favorite action scene, just for like the visuals and the look of it.
Oh, it's definitely the coolest looking scene.
Yeah, I agree with that. But yeah, I can understand why you picked it. Yeah.
I would. I mean, I guess I'm not gonna win, but I would vote.
No, but go.
I would vote either the opening scene from Dark Knight or the first Bane fight from Dark Knight over Skyfall.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I like the Bane fight a lot. Probably be a top three one on this list for me. I'm voting this opening scene from Skyfall first.
Me as well.
Yep. Okay. So, congratulations to Skyfall.
Fam.
For best action scene. People may wonder why we didn't include Bourne in it. And the Bourne... The Bourne motorcycle chase was really good, but it had a very, like, abrupt, anticlimactic ending. So, I mean, I don't know, which kind of, like, tainted the whole experience. Plus, it was surrounded by a movie that wasn't quite as good. So that's why it was not included on the best action scene list.
That's fair, yeah.
Oh, another good category.
Oh, this is probably another one we're known for.
Other websites have
a lot of time you guys often see us mention in the interwebs about is our best superhero award.
If you haven't noticed it, we have high stock in superhero movies.
I noticed there is an addition to this list recently.
Taylor
caught on to that one. But our nominees...
They tried to convince me that of all the main Avengers, Captain America deserved to be under worst. And I disagree. He is my second favorite.
I'm not saying he's worse. I'm just saying he does the least.
You had him under worst hero of the year as a nomination.
Okay, I may have done that somewhat jokingly. Somewhat.
There'll be jokes to come. Just ignore them if you feel like it.
Okay, so our nominees were Batman, Iron Man, Hulk, Thor, and Captain America.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well,
I think me and Tyler know who we're voting for. But we don't know who Taylor's voting for.
I think I know Taylor.
You voting for Batman?
I don't know. Who are you voting for?
I don't know.
We don't want to influence your vote.
Like,
unless you're wrong.
I mean, I really like the Hulk, but I don't know.
Hulk had a strong year.
Yeah. The Hulk had some great moments, but it wasn't, you didn't have as much out of him. Yeah. You know, he's kind of a one note, really good character. But, Batman, you gotta have Batman just because Batman's the greatest. I didn't like Batman's year as much as the other Batman years, but he's still Batman, whether he's on the top of his game or not. I don't know. Iron Man, I would pick probably Batman, honestly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Batman would be second on my list, I think.
You're picking Iron Man?
Yeah.
I'm also picking Iron Man.
It was a good year for Iron Man.
All years are good years for Iron Man.
The scene where, like, he, like, his the opening scene of, like, Iron Man just coming into, what was it, like, Russia or whatever?
Oh, the movie. Shoot to Thrill?
That'll arrive later. Yeah. That was so awesome.
That was pretty good.
When did he go to Russia?
Wasn't it Russia? There's some foreign country.
He's Germany.
Germany?
Yeah.
Okay. What?
Yeah.
I thought it was Berlin.
Because he was making, like a little Nazi speech, kind of. Yeah. Yeah.
What?
And then, because remember, then Captain America arrives and says, the last time I was in Germany, and there was a man talking to a crowd of people, I didn't take too kindly to it. Which is also just as good a line.
Okay. And then he gets beat up.
So, look at his name, Tyler. Look at his name. Oh, it's good enough.
Yeah, but he's giving us a bad biases.
No. He's fighting Nazis all over again. All right, and for that, he is an equal hero for this past year to Iron Man. Batman.
He's not equal.
Oh, yeah, he is.
No,
we can argue.
Iron Man is first.
We'll argue about second place if you want to.
Oh, Batman's getting second place.
Oh, are you picking... Who are you picking, Matt?
Oh, Batman's second.
Yeah.
Really? You're picking Iron Man as well?
Oh, yeah. I already said that.
Oh. Wow.
I mean, we can all say our top five superheroes if you guys want.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Who wants to go first? Matt, you want to go ahead and say it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Iron Man, Batman. The other three are equal.
Okay,
yeah, that's probably fair. Right. They're all pretty similar. Yeah.
I'll go Batman.
I guess I pick Thor over Captain America.
What?
For this Captain year America and Hulk are equal to me as well.
For just in general or this,
for this year?
Okay. Alright, so for me this year I would pick Batman. Then I'd pick Captain America and Iron Man, probably is tied. Then Hulk, then Thor. I like Thor a lot, but I didn't think he was as good in this movie as he was in his own movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
Congratulations to Robert Downey Jr. You did it again.
All right.
Okay, so best use of a real song.
Ah.
Interesting. Last year, this one had a ton of nominees.
Yes.
Till I Collapse from Real Steel. I can't remember any others.
We had Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
Oh, yeah, Immigrant Song.
Immigrant Song
was the winner.
Girl with the Dragon Tattoo actually won. I think that was a little bit of a surprise that it upset Fast Five. But
that is impressive.
Yeah, How We Roll by Fast Five. Drive, Night Call, that was a great one.
Yeah.
Lincoln Lawyer, Ain't No Love in the Heart of the City was awesome.
Oh man, all those were great.
That was great, yeah. This year was a little tougher, but...
There's still some good picks.
There's some pretty good picks, yeah. We'll lead up the nominees. Okay, we have...
A lot of you guys have probably heard this song on the radio.
What?
Maybe. I mean...
It's Raining Men?
Spoilers.
Okay.
Adele's James Bond song, Skyfall.
Mm-hmm.
You mean...
Okay. What's in Django?
It was like a Tupac James Brown song.
That sounds hilarious.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Honestly, well, I can't really think of
it. It's like playing while he's shooting everyone, so that's pretty cool.
That is cool.
Magic Mike, we went with the It's Raining Man dance sequence one, where they have the umbrellas and it's throwing around. And Rock of Ages, we threw that on there. I was thinking Journey.
And see, like, I'm thinking the part when she asked Tom Cruise, like, what do you think about who is, what is it, Stacey Jacks? And then he starts singing Bon Jovi's Wanted Dead or Alive.
Oh, okay.
That was my pick from Rock of Ages.
Okay, well, Taylor, which one do you think was?
Skyfall.
Yeah. Okay, Matt.
Just be contending. I picked Magic Mike first.
Okay.
But Skyfall, you get second.
Okay, I think I put Skyfall first, too, and Magic Mike second. Skyfall, that opening sequence was amazing.
Yeah, it was.
And the song fit it so well. It was a perfect James Bond song.
My second would probably be Tom Cruise singing Wanted Dead or Alive. It's like, that's all his inner psyche. That's it.
Well,
yeah, I like that part.
You seen this? What? How evenly these awards? Look, it's like Cassie.
Okay. Best new major character.
Best new character?
Yep.
Okay, this one is kind of a hard one to kind of nail down who should be nominees for.
Yeah.
We had last year.
Because we usually try and make it so that they could be continuing.
Yeah, well, I mean, we had a lot of... Yeah, exactly. They're supposed to be franchise, you know, tentpole characters. So we had... Well, yeah, I mean, we had Fast Five, Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Who's, he won every year.
Yeah. We had the Lincoln Lawyer.
Yeah.
That's when we thought it would make more money. And, we had X-Men First Class. Riptide.
Yeah.
Okay. We had Eric Bana. From Hannah. All right. Okay. Yeah, well, the first three made sense.
This year we have Django.
Django.
Jack Reacher.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Michael Fassbender from Prometheus. As he is now currently in that world. He's just a head.
He's still a...
Ted the Bear. Yeah, Matthew McConaughey from Magic Mike. And Guy Pearce from Lock-In.
All right.
Well, okay.
Okay, well. All
right.
Ooh, this is pretty tough.
Yeah. I have to confess, if we're just talking about the character itself and not the franchise, I haven't seen Django, and I haven't seen Ted, so I'm going to pick Guy Pearce from Lockout.
What?
Yeah.
I'm fine with that. Yeah. Because he was...
Wait, who's second then?
Out of those, I mean, Matthew McConaughey is hilarious, but he's not a main character, so I'd probably...
He's a major character.
I mean, like, I hope he comes back. Like, he'd be great. He's a good supporting character, but I'm just going to, like, devalue him a little bit because he is a supporting character. And then I guess, I mean, Jack Reacher's okay. Michael Fassbender was really good in Prometheus. I like that. So second, I'll probably go Michael Fassbender from Prometheus.
Yeah, thank you.
Matthew?
I picked Matthew McConaughey.
Shocker. Okay, well, go ahead and go down your list.
I don't know who these other guys are. Maybe. I guess Michael Fassbender is number two.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I nominated him earlier, kind of thinking he was just a head now and nobody would really choose him. But the more I'm glad he's gotten some choices.
All right, the more I think about it, the more I like Michael Fassbender.
He's awesome.
Interesting character.
I would probably say it's also between... Guy Pearce and Jack Reacher, kind of for the same reasons you said earlier. It was just you were thinking Guy Pearce, because like I like Jack Reacher movie okay, but like I think I like the character and the fact that they could keep making '90s movies around him.
Yeah, yeah.
But I could probably watch that Guy Pearce character in literally any movie.
Oh yeah.
So definitely. I'll go with him.
Okay. Cool.
What a shocking win.
I'd probably put Django near the end of that list, honestly. As good as the movie was, I feel like it was more about the movie and less about Jamie Foxx's.
He was good.
Yeah, he was good.
So he's like, he's good enough, yeah. But he's nothing special.
Oh, yeah, he's good enough for the list. He just...
All right.
It was the movie's point was probably more that he was more standard than everybody around him.
I see. Okay.
It would have probably been distracting if the main character was as flamboyant as all the side characters.
So congratulations to Guy Pearce, who plays something Snow.
From Marion Snow.
Or Guy Perch.
As you have him listed. Yep.
Which is his
name. Oh, we'll have him listed. Yeah.
Who we're sending the award to.
All right. So now we're on to one of the usually more exciting awards, but this year's been kind of...
it's pretty exciting stuff.
You're right. These guys are pretty good.
We have a lot of them.
Yeah. We have, like, the most of this kind.
Okay, so you have David O'Hara Award for Most Badass Minor Character, which is named after the badass minor character actor, David O'Hara.
Yes.
All right, so our choices are the White Collar and Vampire Guy from Magic Mike.
So these are... Okay, well.
All right. They're very good picks. Yeah, I like how you combine them together. Too. Oh, yeah. Like, they might as well just be one guy.
They can share the award.
They can.
What were their signature moments from that? Wild Collar Guy was, like, where he was, like, doing drugs in bed or whatever.
Yep.
That was pretty awesome.
And what was the Vampire Guy? Just, like, when he's, like, sewing or something?
He was awesome throughout the whole movie.
He was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Guy in opening of Dark Knight.
Guy who's interrogating Bane, I like. He's pretty awesome.
I didn't think he was intimidating enough.
No, he wasn't supposed to be intimidating. He's supposed to be cocky and then get beat up by Bane.
You can see we like our TV characters in movies, as Dexter's dad from Django is in the next one. because he plays two characters in the movie. Two separate characters.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and they never mention it.
That's pretty good.
It's awesome.
That's two from what you say on paper. That sounds like it's leading the pack.
Right? Oh, it was great. Hector from The Dark Knight.
Oh, I forgot about Hector. Hector would be from the first Fast and the Furious movie.
Yeah.
Yes.
Who's too slow to make out with the cash?
The next one is End of Watch Boss. Just because he was pretty cool.
Taylor brought up somebody else.
Oh, from End of Watch. Another minor character from End of Watch who made an impression is the random federal agent who rolls up on them out of nowhere and says, "These guys are playing by a different set of rules."
That was pretty good.
I like him too, so I added him to the list at the end.
Lenny Kravitz from The Hunger Games.
Uh-huh.
Yep. That's
a big name. Big name on this list.
Best part of The Hunger Games.
Well, that's a new perspective. Okay. All right.
Not new.
And the final contestant is David O'Hara.
From Contraband.
Who you may recognize from the name of the award.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And, I may say that David O'Hara's character was probably not one of the he's not a clear front runner for the award this year. But he still played another badass minor character. So you have to give him a mention.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's still him.
Oh, definitely. If he stopped being minor characters for too long, we'd have to consider this award. Not that we would change it.
It would be like a legacy award. It wouldn't be the same thing.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, he could be major characters. That'd be exciting.
Yeah, that'd be all right.
All right.
And so, who are you guys going with for this one, for the most badass minor character of the year?
I think Tyler should go first. I think he's going first.
Okay. Well, I think I'm going to go with Dexter's dad from Django.
Okay. We'll probably need a number two as well.
Or the White Collar and Vampire guys together?
Sure.
Yes.
Then yes, definitely.
Those. Okay. All right.
And Lenny Kravitz third.
Okay. All right. Well, I haven't seen Django, as I mentioned, but on paper it sounds really great. So if these guys both pull behind it, I'll just get out of the way and let that take over, because I trust their opinions. But off first hand, I'd probably say White Collar and Vampire Guy from Magic Mike. And the random federal agent from End of Watch, who's probably the most badass if you really think about it. But White Collar and Vampire Guy are hilarious. So, all right, whatever. Wherever you want to draw that line between badass and hilarious, they're right there.
All right.
That's pretty much Matt's call now, then.
Yeah.
I didn't know White Collar and Vampire Guy were going to take it away so easily. I probably picked them first, too.
Okay.
All right.
But wait. I think props should be given to guy in the opening of Dark Knight, who no one else appreciates for me.
Well, he had his moment, and no one else really talked about him, Matt.
He's the best. He's the best character in that movie.
Besides no Falcone. He's or Maroni.
Oh, he's way better than those guys.
Oh, no.
Oh,
not even close.
Oh, yeah.
Falcone. Well, congratulations to two Magic Mike guests, which should probably bring the rules in office.
Has anybody seen...
Yeah, we are definitely breaking the rules here, but first of all, they're not really badass, and we have two of them.
Yeah. So maybe we might change that to characters in the future.
Most memorable minor character?
No, we won't.
Do we have time for one more award, Taylor?
Yes, we do. One
okay.
more.
Okay, this is our final award for this podcast.
Ah.
Best moment of falling... Okay, this is kind of not the best ones to leave off on, because this is another one that is kind of from last year.
Yeah, they were better.
That didn't have as many good picks this year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Last year...
Last year was created because there were so many good picks.
When they jumped into the waters, my guess.
Actually, Fast Five, there was only one. Was the only logical one.
We really
one.
Just had... Well, Sherlock Holmes had a long one, too.
It yeah,
had the slow-mo waterfall fall. That was pretty... I mean, it was slow motion, so it was a lot longer.
This award was pretty much created for Fast Five.
Oh, what about the skydiving?
As most of our awards were.
No. You guys forgot about the skydiving commandos.
That was
who
okay.
flying through the... no,
yeah,
but
that's
a word
good.
That
yeah, good. Yeah.
Well, sure. But it was definitely created for Fast Five.
Oh, I agree. Yeah. There was no way it was going to win.
Yeah.
But it was still
sure,
worth
yeah.
mentioning.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, best moment of falling, our nominations were Skyfall... From the open.
The guy... which part?
Where James Bond falls down.
Falls off the train. Gets
oh,
shot.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, I like that.
Looper when he falls off his apartment.
Yeah.
Dark Knight when he keeps falling after trying to climb. I didn't see Total Recall, if you guys want to go ahead and...
There's one scene where he falls out of his apartment and falls through basically the whole city down into like a market below in a futuristic city.
Okay.
Avengers has a scene where Thor is locked in a glass chamber and falls out of a giant flying aircraft carrier. And he's, I don't know, stuck in that for a while. And then another one that I thought of that we could add is the part in... Men in Black 3, where he jumps off the building to go back in time.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's okay.
And he's definitely as good as most of these.
It fits the description.
Yes.
Not really as good as the rest of
no,
the scenes.
No, not really.
Okay. I will go ahead and say Skyfall is my number one.
I'll say Skyfall as well.
Yeah.
Okay, well, congratulations to Skyfall. You fall good.
Yeah, if you guys also don't remember from Skyfall, he pretty much continues to fall throughout the credits.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah. Okay.
I was including that.
Oh, yeah. Cool. Good pick.
Okay, so this has been day one.
Yep.
Of the Insanity Awards 2012 podcast.
Congratulations to all the winners.
Thank you for joining us.
Suck it, losers.
Tune in next time for day two.
That's right. Especially suck it to people who weren't even nominated.